I've got some good news for you for after the collapse of the dollar. Now, over the last year, I've met with a number of really interesting people, high-level people, some people involved in the Texas legislature, Texas lawmakers, and so on, about the concept of gold and silver-backed currencies, in other words, an emergency backup currency for not just the state of Texas, but other states as well. And I recently just met with another individual who is from the private sector, who has some very innovative technology in this space. And also, I've interviewed the founders of Lode, L-O-D-E, which is a very innovative company that has managed to digitize or tokenize physical, vaulted, audited gold and silver deposits and make them instantly, you know, exchangeable through a blockchain system. And that's quite a technical innovation that they've achieved, by the way. You can find that interview at decentralize.tv. Look for Lode, L-O-D-E. And the website they have, by the way, is Lode.one, which is O-N-E, Lode.one. Now, here's the good news in all of this. I can assure you that in many states, Texas, Florida, Utah, and many others, there are already pioneering individuals, Nevada would be another one, pioneering individuals who are working on all kinds of concepts of what's going to be the next state-based currency or local currency to be used when the dollar collapses. This is now a common discussion topic. It's not a fringe thing any longer. Everybody understands the dollar's toast. Everybody who has a brain gets that. The real question is, what's going to take its place? And what's fascinating to me, which is the good news, is that in every case that I've had discussions with, the intention is to back the new currency by gold and silver. In every case. So there's no discussion taking place among states that I'm aware of that would say, let's just launch a fiat currency backed by nothing to where we could just print unlimited amounts of it, because nobody trusts that, especially after the collapse of the dollar. Who's going to trust another state-run fiat currency? Nobody. So every discussion centers around something that requires no additional layer of trust, something that already has intrinsically recognized value throughout time, throughout every human civilization, and that's gold and silver as well. So gold and silver are going to be the basis, the you could say the faith basis behind whatever new currencies get launched. That's fascinating to me because it tells me that if you're looking to get ahead of the curve, you want to get into the next currency before it even exists, then get gold or silver, because gold and silver are going to be the basis of whatever those currencies are. Now, there are a lot of ideas about competing currency systems, you know, a lot of different ways to approach this. There's the Lode project, like I mentioned. There are other decentralized blockchain systems, all kinds of systems of value. Some people want to run it off of Bitcoin. Other people like Ripple, for example. And still others like Monero because of its privacy characteristics, although the Monero blockchain tends to be a lot more complicated for developers to work with. But whatever. The point is, we're going to see an implementation. I'm absolutely convinced we're going to see an implementation soon. As the dollar collapses, various states or new nation states are going to roll out their own new digital currencies backed by gold and silver and audited and confirmed by state authorities. So this is the trust factor that's really critical. So in other words, if someone pays you in digital gold and they say, well, this digital gold is backed by real gold in a vault somewhere, and here's the serial number of the gold bar that this is tied to, which a lot of these systems can track it to specific serial numbers, then you need to be able to trust that that's been audited, that's been inspected, the physical gold is there, it hasn't been looted, or there hasn't been some massive counterfeiting of the digital coins, even though the gold doesn't exist, right? Because that would be the, that's what people would want to do. It's like, oh, let's just print more free money and no one will notice. Ha ha. Like, but then that's what has caused the dollar to collapse, right? But if you're accepting this digitized money in the near future, you want to be able to trust that the physical gold and silver are really there. And you also want to be able to turn this digital stuff in for physical gold, right? You want to be able to say, okay, I've got $1,000 worth of, let's say, Texas gold Longhorn tokens or whatever, and I want you to send me half an ounce of gold. I'm going to redeem these for the gold. And that process needs to exist. It needs to be fluid. And the good news is that process does exist in projects like LODE and others. You can redeem the tokens for the physical metal. Now, there's some little bit of overhead in that, shipping fees, and in some instances, like a conversion of like a bar of gold into a gold coin. And then there's a premium on top of that, depending on what mint you want. If it's an American Eagle gold coin, then there's going to be a premium, you know. So there's some additional costs if you redeem it for physical, but the process exists. But my point here today is, if you've been wondering, and I've been wondering this too, if you've been wondering, like, what do I need to get into for the next currency? The answer is simple. It's gold and silver. Because gold and silver is going to power all the next currencies. At least the ones that are launched by new governments, new states. As the United States empire falls apart, the dollar collapses, the treasury defaults on its debt. It's going to be simple. You will be able to trade gold and silver for the new state currency. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And if you've been wondering, well, why should I stack gold and silver? Like, I understand that it's holding its value. Yeah, that's great. But what am I going to do with it one day? How do I reintroduce this back into the system of commerce? There's your answer. You're going to be able to trade that in for your new state currency. And it's clear to me that this process, I mean, the engineering of all this is already well underway. I know this firsthand because I've spoken with the people. I've seen demos of various technologies. I've interviewed some people. I know this. There are ready-to-go, gold-backed, silver-backed currency systems, digitized currency systems that are ready to go right now. And there's a technology that exists to print physical currency with gold embedded in it. And that technology is used by currently the Goldback company, which does not claim to be printing currency, just to be clear. They're not trying to, you know, impersonate dollars, for example. But they do sell gold in a very unique format, physical gold embedded in polymer layers, highly divisible. The smallest denomination is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, and that gold is really in the Goldback. And this is why we became an advocate of Goldbacks like a year ago or whatever it was. And we did lab testing and we confirmed they contain the gold that they claim to contain. It's the purity they claim and so on. And we became an affiliate of Goldbacks because it's the physical in-person gold, you know, in your hands. You can exchange, you can gift it, you can barter with people with gold in your hands. And Goldbacks achieve that. So if you want to get some of these, our website is verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we earn some affiliate commission on those, and we show you our laboratory testing, which is our due diligence process, to show you that Goldbacks are legit. They're real. The gold is really in the Goldbacks. And so the beauty of that system is that you don't have to trust that there's a vault somewhere. You don't have to trust some audit. You don't have to trust some electronic token edition, right? If you've got the gold in your hands, in the gold backs, then, you know, boom, it's done. The problem with anything that's physical is, obviously, it's hard to carry out long-distance transactions, online transactions, right? You can't feed gold backs into your computer and have it, like, teleported across the internet. So that's why electronic currencies make a lot of sense. But I see that the best solution is going to be a combination of these two things. I can see physical gold embedded in something like goldbacks, but let's just say the state of Texas becomes the Republic of Texas once again, and it decides to have Texas goldbacks, right? So let's just say that the state endorses Texas goldbacks as a legally usable, recognizable currency because there's physical gold in the bills. And on top of that, then Texas also has, let's say, digital goldbacks or gold longhorns or Texans or whatever you want to call it. And that is digital money in Texas backed by the gold and silver in the vaults that's audited, inspected, and reported by the state of Texas. Those two things allow local exchanges to take place, local trade and barter, buying food at a farmer's market, shopping at a grocery store, let's say, and then also bigger, you know, remote transactions, sending money, businesses buying and selling, supply chain transactions, you know, commercial transactions, digitally. Those two systems together can replace the collapsed dollar system and the collapsed Western banking system. In fact, a lot of existing banks could simply adopt this new system. Banks that used to exist under the dollar system and under the FDIC, you know, they will temporarily collapse, but they serve a function in society. Banking is an important function in lending for business growth and development and so on. So those banks could just switch over, maybe over a period of 30 days or less, switch over to the new system backed by gold and digital gold. And then they could be up and running again. And if the state announced it, most people would adopt it and embrace it and start using it almost immediately. And with the physical bills in your hand, you don't need technology. But if you have technology, you can use the digital version. So this is good news. This is good news because it means that you can buy into tomorrow's new currency system by buying gold today or silver. That's what it means. You don't have to try to guess what's going to be the most successful system. All you have to do is buy gold and silver, knowing that you can trade it in for the new system, whatever it happens to be, because every system will welcome gold and silver. Makes sense, right? So a couple of solutions for you to consider here. Number one, I recently interviewed, again, Gerald Celente. He's the publisher of the Trends Journal. He's got a 10% discount code for our audience, and it's worth so much more than what this costs, but if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, use discount code RANGER. You'll save 10%. And the Trends Journal gives us some affiliate commission. We earn a little bit on that that helps power our projects and our lawsuits against big tech and Department of Defense. You know, we just filed that big lawsuit recently. So we need financial support to fund our lawsuit, to help defend your free speech. So if you want to subscribe at trendsjournal.com, use discount code RANGER, and you will have the very best analysis from Gerald Celente and his team about gold and silver and dollars and BRICS currencies and oil and geopolitics and war. Every week, a new issue, and it's packed with incredibly insightful information. So that's one thing. Second thing is if you want physical gold and silver coins, then we have a sponsor in that space, of course. It's the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com, and they're very trustworthy. They have a great value, very competitive pricing, real-time pricing on their website. They don't run bait-and-switch tactics or anything like that. They don't try to talk you into a bunch of collectible, numismatic, overpriced coins. They get you what you want, discreetly, guaranteed, insured delivery. So reach them at metalswithmike.com. And then finally, if you want goldbacks, which I mentioned here, then our affiliate site on goldbacks is verifiedgoldbacks.com. We do earn a small percentage on goldbacks. There's not a lot, but it's a small percentage that helps support our platform. There is some little bit of margin in goldbacks because the face value is above the actual spot value of the gold that they contain. Which is interesting because, you know, gold and silver coins, they're worth what the market's worth, spot plus premium. That's what they're worth, right? But goldbacks are worth about double spot because of the divisibility, the rendition, the additional manufacturing costs of the goldback itself, and so on. They're worth about twice spot. Like right now, one goldback is around $5 or a little bit under $5. I guess quite a bit under $5 at the moment, but it fluctuates with the price of gold. In any case, I'm not your financial advisor. You know, that's my standard disclaimer. Do your own research. Make decisions that are best for you. Understand there is risk in every so-called investment, including in gold and silver. But as I always say, the real risk in my mind is holding on to dollars and knowing that you're losing value every day in dollars. You have a 100% chance of losing purchasing power in the dollar. It's not like, oh, it could be 50% up, 50% down. No, it's 100% chance you're going to lose value. So that's a suicide mission. If you keep holding dollars, you're just going to keep losing value. Gold and silver are going up in dollars. It's not that gold's becoming more valuable. It's just that dollars are becoming less valuable and gold is holding its value. So if you want insurance against inflation and you want to kind of hit freeze on your assets and just hold their value over time, gold and silver are just historically the best investment. I mean, it's even better than investing in the stock market. It's better than investing in real estate and housing, by the way. If you just bought gold and silver back in, I don't know, like 1991 and just sat on it, you would have out-earned the real estate market, Wall Street, treasuries, bonds, all of it. Even with the gold sitting buried in the ground, you would have still out-earned all those things. So just buying gold and silver and just sitting on it turns out to be one of the very best investments, or I should say asset freezing strategies, that anyone can pursue. But don't take my word for it. Look at the price history of gold and silver, and you'll see that it's outperformed almost everything. And I believe it's going to continue to outperform. So getting gold today means you're locking in your assets, and that will be reflected, especially as gold rises to, you know, $3,000 an ounce, $5,000 an ounce. Who knows? I don't know how high it's going, and I'm not making a prediction. I have no idea where it's going. But I do know the dollar is going toward zero, and eventually the dollar will be abandoned by everybody. So if you want to be ready for tomorrow's monetary system after the dollar collapses, get gold and silver. You will be able to trade it in for everything. New currencies, cars, homes, land, commercial real estate, factories, businesses, everything, food, you name it. Gold and silver will get you ammo, get firearms, cattle if you want cattle, anything you want, you'll be able to get it with gold and silver. That's why it's so smart to have some of that right now. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here at the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. I've got some great news. We have some exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com and some old favorites that are back in stock. Let me show you what we have. If you'll go to the camera here on the desk, we've got quercetin that is now available, plant-based quercetin, which is extremely popular right now. Check it out, healthrangerstore.com. We've got pine needle nasal spray, which is made from the loblolly pine that is very high naturally in shikimic acid. And I actually harvested those pine needles myself, by the way. So that's a really exciting project. I won't travel without it, by the way. I mean, even public speaking, I always use that to rinse my nasal passages, you know, before going out in public. We've also got back in stock now laundry detergent powder. And remember that we don't use any toxic fragrance chemicals of any kind. We don't use any harmful ingredients that harm aquatic species or the environment or the waterways or anything like that. If you want laundry detergent that's clean for you and clean for the environment, then you can get that at healthrangerstore.com. Blueberry vanilla pancake mix powder that is a fan favorite. We keep running out of that. We've got that back in stock. We have a 7-seed snack mix now that has this combination of really high nutrition seeds. This is going to be a very popular product. You can add it to cereals. You can add it to mixes. Or you can eat it as a snack all by itself. I know people are going to love that one. We've also got chaga mushroom powder back in stock there as well. And a few other products. Check out our website, healthrangerstore.com, and there you'll see the specials that we have. You'll see right there is the Memorial Day specials that we have.
We've got lots of things back in stock. We're able to offer discounts from time to time, and new products are coming in regularly. And of course, every purchase that you make at healthrangerstore.com helps support our infrastructure, what we're building for you, the platforms for freedom of speech like Brighteon.io, the free downloadable AI language model tools at Brighteon.ai, helps fund this platform, the free speech video platform, Brighteon.com, as well as naturalnews.com and other efforts that we're undertaking. Everything that we do is designed to support the infrastructure of human freedom. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be well off. We want you to live with abundance and inspiration and with a sense of optimism about the future, which I know is difficult these days given all the insanity in the world, but one of the things that helps you the most is staying healthy. And that's why we do laboratory testing, extensive testing for all the products that we sell at our store. And that's why we choose clean, organic, certified organic raw materials, ingredients for all of our products. So again, shop at healthrangerstore.com. You'll be doing yourself, your health, a favor while also financially supporting us so that we can continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom that benefits you and everyone around you. And thank you so much for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Take care.